Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Listener Chris wants us to prank his sister Leslie, so I thought, who better to introduce Leslie to than Randy?
I can think of about 1,000 better people.
Hello?
Hey, is Chris around?
I'm sorry. There's nobody with that name here. I think you have the wrong number.
Wait, this used to be his phone number. This is Randy. We used to go to high school together.
Excuse me?
Did a Chris used to live at this address?
I mean, like...
You sound like his sister. Are you his sister, Leslie?
Yes, I mean, like, he does not live here.
Do you remember me? I'm Randy. I was the good-looking guy in high school. I used to drive that super awesome Camaro.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't remember you at all. This is not Chris's number.
I'm trying to track him down. He owes me some money. I've recently completed the tasks I needed to collect on a bet, and he better pay up.
That's none of my business, but... if I talk to him, I can let him know that you called.
Remind him of the fact that we had a bet in 10th grade for $100 that I couldn't have a physical rendezvous with our health teacher, Mrs. Macklin. Well, let's just say the eagle has landed.
Like what? Like last week or something? Like that was a really long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, the bet was 30 years ago, but yeah, it was still a bet.
Okay. I don't have anything to do with that bet, but congratulations. I will let him know if he calls.
Do you got a phone number for him or something?
I feel like if he wanted to talk to you, he would probably reach out to you.
Can you just write me a check or something?
What are you talking?
Like, we can meet up or something.
No, I'm
I'll take
good.
A crisp
really,
$100 really, bill or a check. That would be fantastic. And then just consider Chris's debt paid for.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. But
hey, Leslie.
Yes?
Are you free to meet up anyway? Are you single?
No. I would definitely take a boyfriend before I met up with you.
One last thing here, Leslie. Your brother Chris, he actually put me up to this prank phone call. It's Nico from The Nico Show on 94.5 Cool FM.
Dang it. Oh my God. That's ridiculous. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill him. I can't. I don't want to give away his information, you know?
She's a protective sister. I love this.
All right, but seriously, I need that $100, all right, Leslie?
All right, I'll mail you a check.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.